It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center Baseball after a 10-1 victory on the road over South Hardin here on Thursday night. Joining me right now is senior Riker Thorne of the Spartans, who had two hits and a team-high two RBIs in this one here as well. Kind of a hot start for you guys with five runs in that top of the first inning. But what's kind of your take on this one, how you guys were able to really come out and take control and kind of put South Hardin behind the eight ball kind of right off the bat there?
Yeah, I think our hitting first inning was very good. And our credit to our coaches, they talked us to getting into like a mindset where it's like a yes, yes, no approach, where you're going up swinging until you're not. And I think that's been really beneficial ever since they instilled that in us. And I think it's made our hitting get better and just overall just getting on base.
Yeah, so again, five runs in that first inning and three more in the seventh to help finish it off. But when you're coming into a game against a team that had won like 11 straight games, you know, entering tonight, how crucial is that to kind of have them searching for answers there right off the bat like that, especially knowing that that team is coming in here certainly with a great amount of confidence, winning so many games in a row?
Yeah, it's a good thing to do, starting it off by getting up top, shutting down their momentum early, and just keeping the foot on the gas pedal all night. And we did that every inning, maybe we scored, or every other inning, whatever it is. We kept the foot on the gas pedal and just kept it going all night with hitting and in our field.
Yeah, you bet. And when it comes to the fielding in this one, you know, a pretty solid night. Not too many mistakes out there for the most part as well. Obviously, a spectacular performance by Judd Jarovsky on the mound as well. But when it comes to, you know, you guys as the fielders, when Judd's pitching like that, how does that kind of maybe provide some ease of mind for you guys in the field, knowing that you're gonna have a great pitcher that's throwing good stuff, you know, pretty much all the time?
Yeah, he's always up there. We always know when he's gonna throw strikes, and if they get a hit, we're gonna be have his back, and yeah, we're just gonna keep going and try not to have any errors.
When it comes to kind of this season as a whole, obviously it's a fairly veteran team for the most part here this year. How do you guys think you've kind of maybe grown throughout the season up to this point? Because obviously you guys are playing some really solid ball right now. What are some of those biggest areas that kind of come to mind?
I think we've just grown, like our friendships have gotten closer, since a lot of our guys play different sports, but in baseball it's different. A lot of different groups of guys get together and play, and it's just like a different type of bond that we have formed right now. And I think it's growing every day, and I think it's just getting better as the season's going on.
All right, so you'll have Wapsie Valley coming up here tomorrow night, back on the home field. What's it going to take for success, you know, not only against them, but as you move toward the second half of June now? We're hard to believe we're getting toward the end of the season, but what are going to be some of those ultimate factors for you guys, as you think, going to the kind of this last stretch of the season?
Well, we got to keep putting the bat on the ball, and we've got to make less errors than they do.
That's about it, huh?
Yep, that's it.
That's what it boils down to. All right, that's Grundy Center's Riker Thorne. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Thank you.